D2SRadio.com. Break the silence.
Welcome to V2S Radio, a show dedicated to helping domestic violence and human trafficking victims. Through the Stop Domestic Violence Network, V2S Radio serves to offer a safe place where victims no longer need suffer in silence and may find resources they desperately need. For more information, please visit our website at www.stopdv.net. And now, enjoy the show.
Welcome, listeners, to V2SRadio.com. This is Brother Tim. How are you this evening? We've gotten a few messages through our social media, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and just wanted to come on here and address the issue. Some of you have asked, where's Anya? And it's with a heavy heart that I announce Anya is no longer associated with V2S or the Stop Domestic Violence Network. We pray that Anya continues to seek the help that she desperately needs. But again, the show must go on, as they say. So for future shows, we will be having call-ins. The number is 917-889-8867. We'll have multiple hosts, different hosts per week until we find a permanent fit. But again, thank you for all the emails and social media messages and things. But she is okay. It's just at this time we've decided to part ways with her. With that being said, I've also gotten some messages. One was brought to my attention. There was a situation that was last week that I want to clarify. It was about, I think I said Friday, a beautiful woman was going through a situation, but it was verbal. And, you know, that was kind of inaccurate. It was more emotional abuse. But, you know, she's not a battered woman. She's very strong, and she's getting through her situation. But she definitely has some options in front of her that she's going to explore. And whatever decision she makes will be her best decision. So I just wanted to put that out there. Secondly, a message came in from a woman who was abused over the weekend. She was slapped and kicked by her boyfriend. And she did not call the police. She did not follow through. But she heard our broadcast Friday and wanted to know two things. How does she become fearless? And two, she's been in her last three relationships. She was abused, so she feels she follows that pattern. And first and foremost, it is not your fault, by no means. You're not following a certain type of pattern. I do believe you need some counseling. I'm not going to say everything that was in the message, but I do suggest you get some professional counseling that can help you with your situation. And this particular person did not live in the state of Florida, but there are some great organizations. If you call 211, which is the national number for United Way, they can definitely help you. But you have to get some. Now, the other, or the last part of that message that was sent to me, this woman says she doesn't even know what love is anymore. And again, it reverts to one of our previous shows. I believe when Crystal Rollerson was on the call, we talked about when girls are little and boys hit them, they go tell the teacher or an adult. Nine times out of 10, they hear the answer, oh, he hits you because he likes you. And that snowballs over time. And when these little girls grow up, and now don't get me wrong, victims are not just women. There's men victims as well. But I'm talking about a particular incident. When little girls grow up hearing that and believe that, they become women that kind of have that sense as well. And it is not your fault. To the lady that sent that message, in no way, shape, or form is it your fault. And I was brought up, you do not put your hands on a woman in a negative way. And that's something my dad instilled in me. And many of you know my story, what I witnessed, not from my dad, but from his friend. And then my dad took care of it. You see, back then, the laws on domestic violence were either very slim or non-existent when I was a kid. I've been to certain countries in this era, in this generation, in this time, where the laws do not exist. And it's actually practiced. It's a control tactic, which I can't believe in this time, in 2017, that certain countries practice that as a control. They don't want, you know, women getting a foothold or normalcy, as I see it, to be productive in society and live their lives the way they see fit. But it's just a shame that in 2017, there are countries that really look down upon that. And I can't get past that. But here in this country, there are many laws against it. And call 911, follow through with police reports. But going back to address that message I received on what is love, she doesn't even know anymore. And I said, you know what? I have the perfect answer. And it can be found in the Bible. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I take that back. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. And I'll read it. It says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It's not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. Again, I'll repeat that one. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. No record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And again, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. And, you know, looking at that and saying it does not hurt. Love is not supposed to hurt. Physically, emotionally, verbally, love does not hurt. And love still exists today. But I don't know what's going on in society where people are so against love and just being genuinely happy and allowing others to be happy. And that scripture also said it keeps no record of wrongs. It does not bring up the past wrongs. It stays in the present. And it says, am I where I want to be? If you were in love with someone at one point, you've had a history, but you are no longer in love with that person, it's time to go. Don't kid yourself. Don't play that game, because then violence will set in. When love leaves, negativity comes in. What's the opposite of love? Hate. You either have love or hate. That's it. There's no gray area. There's no gap. There's no fill-in. It's either love or hate for a person. You can be complacent with someone, but eventually that's going to turn into hate if you're not in love with them anymore. So, you know, there again, seek professional counseling and talk about your situation. We've had people call in here, talk about their situation, and then send us messages through social media on how much better they felt after expressing what they've gone through, after breaking the silence. That's what V2S Radio is all about. It's about breaking the silence. It's about creating a community where you can safely voice your opinion, safely voice and express what you've been through, and your anonymity is protected here. If you don't want to give your name when you call in, don't, or give a fake name. There's no way for us to tell. But again, you can call in 917-889-8867, and we will be continuing the show. The show must go on. Our next scheduled show will be Fearless Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on V2S Radio. We're going to have a special guest host call in as well. And we just want to get this thing going for you. It's for the listeners. It's for victims to become survivors. That's what V2S stands for, victims to survivors. You have to learn how to stand on your own. You have to learn how to get your identity back. The biggest tactic of an abuser is to rob you of your identity. Once they can do that, and they can isolate you from friends, from family, from work sometimes, and make them your all, then you're going down a dark, dark, dark tunnel. You need a support system. We are designed to have friends and to have communication. You know, seek professional counseling is all I can say. And I'm getting messages as I'm sitting here. And I apologize for being rude, but messages are coming in through social media. If you'd like to send us a message on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, just go to our website or search Stop Domestic Violence Network, and you'll find us. StopDV.net is our website. At the bottom of our website, there are official social media buttons. That's how you contact us. I've discovered there's some fake V2S social media out there that has nothing to do with us. Pretty sure who created it, but I'm not going to mention names. So for our official social media, go to www.stopdv.net. Then at the bottom, you'll see our social media buttons that you can click on and get right to us. Again, the show must go on. We will be back on Friday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Unless there's a particular message that we have to get out, we'll come on, get that message out. But our next scheduled show, again, will be this Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, with a special guest host. Our next event will be this Wednesday at Graffiti Junction in Claremont, Florida, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Come out. It is a bike night, but it's a family environment, very safe. They have security there. There were kids there last week. People came out. Biker Dolls magazine is there. South Lake Printing is there. Of course, my good friend Troy, he's like a brother from Green Swamp Mafia. We have Fitness CF as a sponsor. And Stormy Hill Harley Davidson is presenting it. And also, we have a sponsor of Texas Roadhouse. So we got some pretty great things planned moving forward, and we're going to continue this. This is not a flash in the pan. We will be here for the long run. And, you know, something that happened last night, one of our volunteers went out on a rescue, and he was assaulted by four men. And it was originally three men, we thought, but a fourth one has been arrested. So all four men have been arrested. But I'm going to post some pictures on our social media so you can see that. And we just keep him in our prayers. But he went out to do a rescue of a domestic violence victim who called for help. She was not a citizen, so she was not safe calling the police in her mind. That is far from the truth. Even if you're not a U.S. citizen, you still have rights, and you still would be protected in this country. But again, this particular incident, he went out on a call by himself, which is against our protocol, but he thought it was an emergency, and he didn't wait for backup, and he got himself into a situation, ended up in the hospital. So our prayers are with him, but you know, moving forward, we have some things to clear up, and he knows what I'm talking about. So, all right, everybody, just wanted to get those messages out. We will hopefully see you Wednesday at Graffiti Junction in Claremont. But if not, we will meet you back here on the radio, V2SRadio.com. God bless, everybody.
Thank you for listening. We hope you found this week's episode informative and engaging. Please remember that if you or anyone you know is a victim of domestic violence, there is help. Please visit our website, www.stopdv.net, for more information. Together, we can stop this epidemic. Join the fight to stop domestic violence now.